الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we're back with our program Repentance and today again we'll be talking about repentance from different perspectives. Stay with us from start till end, inshallah azawajal, you will increase your knowledge and inshallah azawajal, our passion to repent in the court of Allah Almighty will also be ignited in our hearts. Before that, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that recitation of salat upon me is nur on the bridge of sirat. Whoever recites Salat upon me 80 times on Friday, his sins of 80 years will be forgiven. So beautiful, two beautiful glad tidings are given to us in this hadith. Number one, that the recitation of Salat, the sending peace and salutations upon the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be nur, light on the bridge of Sirat. And secondly, the one who recites Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 80 times on Friday, his 80 years of sins will be forgiven. What beautiful glad tidings. We should also ensure that we also try our utmost to gain these blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will talk about repentance and sayings of our noble elders, rahimahumullah. Noble predecessors, rahimahumullah, that what statements did they say in relation to repentance? First of all, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that this very saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it is stated that undoubtedly he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who forgives those who repent. Now this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, and Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that this saying is regarding that person who sins and then repents, and then sins and then repents. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi ta'ala is highlighting the importance of repentance over here, and also telling us that a person, no matter how many times he commits sins, no matter how many times he indulges in sins, he should keep repenting again and again, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver of sins. Those who repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy of them who repent. Furthermore, Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah has stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that give glad tidings to the sinners, that if they repent, then their repentance will be accepted. And admonish the Siddiqeen that if I perform justice, if I hold them to account, then I will punish them. Sayyiduna Tariq bin Habib rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so big that no person can fulfill them. But you should repent day and night. Again, we're being told over here in the narration of Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that give glad tidings to the sinners. Give glad tidings to the sinners that their repentance will be accepted if they repent. This is highlighting the significance of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also how high virtue the action of repentance is, that if sinners they repent, then Allah Almighty will accept it. And at the same time, we've also been told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said to admonish the Siddiqeen that if Allah Almighty holds accountability, then they will be punished. So we need to keep this balance between fear and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgiveness and the seas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ensure that we stay on the right path. And then Sayyidina Tariq bin Habib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is guiding us on the fact that the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very big. No person can fulfill them. But what should we do? We should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. This is the best practice that we can do. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he states that the person who remembers such a shortcoming because of which he was indulged in difficulty, he faced difficulty, and then his heart feels fear from it, then that mistake, that shortcoming will be wiped away from his book of deeds. So again, over here we come to know that any such sin that we committed in the past, because of which, of course, we faced difficulty, pondering upon it and having fear of it in our heart, this action would wipe that sin away from our book of deeds. One pious predecessor, rahimahullah, he states that a person, he commits a sin and then he stays remorseful over that sin forever to the extent that he enters paradise. Now, this saying up to here is highlighting the importance of repentance. That a person has committed sin, he stays remorseful over it, he fulfills the conditions of repentance. Now what happens is that he enters paradise. But after this, he further says that at that time, Satan the accursed, he says that alas, only if I had not indulged him into this sin. Because Satan the accursed is the one who plays with us, who makes us commit sins. And after that, once a person repents, this is the action that makes a person deserving of paradise. Satan the accursed never wants a person to go towards repentance. He can never accept this fact that a person is going towards repentance. He makes a person commit sins. And at the after committing the sin, if the person, crosses this barrier and goes towards repentance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters him in paradise. And this is the moment when Satan, he regrets that, why did I make him commit this sin? Because the repentance of the person has elevated that person's ranks. So we can understand that how big a virtue it is to repent. Committing a sin is although very evil and it is very destructive, but repenting over it, that removes that destructiveness, that removes that hardship, that removes that sin. And Satan, the accursed, regrets over the fact that why did he make person commit that sin. There's another beautiful saying before me, which states that there was a person who ended up committing a sin. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked about the sin of that person, that is there repentance for this sin as well? Then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turned his face away. Then when he turned towards that person, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw tears in his eyes, so that he was shedding tears. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to him that there are 8 doors of paradise. All of them, they open and close, except the door of repentance. Upon that door of repentance, such an angel is appointed who never shuts it. Therefore, you should perform pious deeds and do not lose hope. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he saw that person shedding tears, when that person was remorseful over his sin, then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned the greatness, the excellence of tawbah, the excellence of repentance, saying that there are 8 doors of paradise and they all open and shut except for the door of repentance. The angel appointed on that door, he never shuts it. So the door of repentance is always open. And a companion like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also gives this glad tiding to the one who repents. Initially, when that person committed the sin, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu wasn't happy with him. But when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw him shedding tears, being remorseful upon his sin, then he turned towards him and he gave him this glad tiding of repentance. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, another very illustrious companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he states that whatever I tell you is either from a prophet or from a heavenly revealed book. Undoubtedly, if a person ends up committing a sin and then becomes remorseful over that sin, even for the time it takes to blink the eye, then his sin will be forgiven, will be wiped away even before the time it takes to blink the eye. This is this beautiful saying of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person being remorseful over his sin just for the time, just for the amount of time that it takes to blink the eye. If he becomes remorseful over his sin just for this much of time, then his sin will be wiped away before this much of time as well, before the blinking of the eye. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated that, sit in the company of those who repent, because they are very, very soft-hearted. And another pious predecessor, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that, I know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. He was asked that, when will He forgive you? Then he, alayhi rahmah, said that when my repentance will be accepted. So, forgiveness is linked with repentance. If we do not repent, how do we expect to be forgiven? So, if we want to be forgiven from in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another pious predecessor, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that, I'm not fearful of being deprived of salvation and forgiveness as much as I am fearful of being deprived of repentance. Allahu Akbar. Very, very deep saying this is. It means that the forgiveness, salvation, these are the results of repentance. These are dependent upon repentance. So, how can we expect to leave repentance and be forgiven and attain salvation? So, he rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully said over here that repentance is the main thing. I'm not fearful over the fact of being deprived of salvation, attaining salvation and being forgiven. What I'm fearful of is that I may be deprived of repentance, because repentance serves as a prerequisite, as a condition for being forgiven or attaining salvation. So he says over here, this is what I fear, that I may be deprived of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how important it is, that if we hold firm to repentance, then inshallah salvation and forgiveness will be for us. And if we leave repentance and we keep running after forgiveness and salvation, then we wouldn't be successful in achieving forgiveness or salvation. So if we want that, which is our ultimate goal, then we need to hold firm upon repentance. It is stated that there was a person in Bani Israel who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years and then disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years. Now one day, he saw himself in the mirror and he saw that he had some white hair in his beard. So this is something that touched his heart. And he humbly implored in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O my Creator, O my Lord Almighty, I spent 20 years in your obedience and then I spent 20 years in disobeying you. So now if I repent in your court, would you accept my repentance? So he heard a voice of someone which was saying that you befriended us, you did friendship with us, so we also befriended you, we also did friendship with you, then you left us and we also left you, and you disobeyed us and we gave you respite, we gave you time, and now that you have returned, so we have accepted your repentance, we accept your repentance. Again, dear viewers of the Eternal, we come to know that despite spending years and years in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment we come on the path of repentance, we should never think that I've spent X amount of years committing the sin. I've been sinful all these years. How can I repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Never let this thought come near you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts repentance of a person, provided that the repentance is sincere and true repentance. In this narration, we found out that this person, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years. Imagine obeying Allah Almighty for 20 years, then disobeying Allah Almighty for 20 years. Not for short span of time for 20 years. And then after that, he repents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. However, it doesn't mean that we should keep committing sins day in, day out. Thinking that is fine. Let us keep repenting and we'll repent in our old age. And on this hope, we keep repenting. A person who's already reached an old age, if he repents, of course his repentance will be accepted. But what guarantee do we have that we will reach an old age? This is what we need to understand. None of us have guarantee that how much lifespan have we got left. None of us know this. Now, if we've spent X amount of years in committing a certain sin, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. The door of forgiveness is open. The door of repentance is open. The door of mercy is open. All we need to do is repent wholeheartedly and sincerely and immediately, as we do not know whether we will reach an old age or not. Just imagine how many people were there who kept delaying repentance just on the hope that they will repent in their old age, but they never reached an old age. How many people you know of who passed away in their young age? Just imagine that life did not give them any respite. Death approached them right at the time when it was due to come. Death did not let them reach an old age. So none of us have this guarantee that whether we will reach an old age or not. Death is inevitable. It will definitely come. So don't keep committing sins on this hope that we will repent once we reach an old age. And if, for example, there's any viewer who's already reached an old age and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with such lifespan that you have reached an old age and you still have not repented, then do not delay in repentance. Repent straight away, immediately. This is necessary for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've tried to establish the importance of repentance and the virtues of repentance through some of the sayings of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. And we've also tried to establish that how precious they held it for their iman and how precious they held it for themselves. And they guided us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to tread upon the footsteps of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. And whilst doing so, may Allah Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me. Guide me.